We continue our holiday series highlighting Central Floridians working to make the world better. WMFE environmental reporter Amy Green brings us this interview with Save the Manatee Club volunteer Trinket Mason. Florida's manatees suffered a devastating die-off in 2021. More than 1,000 died. That number represents more than 10% of the population in the state.
They are the gentle giants. They have absolutely no predators other than humans. They just are, it's one of those animals that if you see them, if you're in a bad mood, there's no way after watching manatees that you're not in a good mood. They're just wonderful animals to observe.
And so what makes manatees especially important to you?
Born and raised here and did not see my first manatee until 1980. I was over in Port Canaveral, just sitting there with a friend on a seawall, and just saw these two creatures came up, and I just there was just something so docile about them, and I just fell in love with them.
And so what do you do for the Save the Manatee Club?
I lived out of state for quite a few years, but I have been adopting manatees since the 80s. So when you adopt them, that money helps go towards programs just to help. You know, we work with FWC, we work with Belize. You can make special donations to causes or whatever that helps you with, they will tell you political things that are going on. And I don't mean to get into politics, but I mean, things with the environment that the state is looking at, and, you know, let you know what's going on, give you the facts so that then you can make up your mind. Do you support that? Do you not want that? And so now I do like festivals. We're going to Crystal River in a few weeks to do the Crystal River Manatee Festival, and then Blue Spring State Park has our Orange City has a Blue Spring our Manatee Festival the week after that, so the second and third weekends in January.
How has this year been different for volunteers like yourself?
Just education. Education to me is one of the most important things to tell people that, because people try and say, well, the government, blah blah, and I said it's humans that have caused this die off. It's fertilizers, it's bad septic systems, and the humans are the ones that have to get on board to help solve this. And you can't just, yes, it's wonderful that they're getting in there and they're starting to feed them, and no, people cannot just go out and give them romaine. It doesn't have what the special things that they're being given. But just the education of beware of what you're doing to your environment. You've got a beautiful lawn, just water it. You don't have to fertilize it and have all those nutrients going into the water and then killing off. And I do, I love like teaching young kids about manatees, and you tell them the sad stories about what happens when, they ingest trash. And, because then they are more aware of, hey, mom and dad, you can't throw that away like that. Or if they're in the boat, hey, dad, that's a manatee footprint, so you got to slow down. And I think if you start in young, it really helps.
What else do manatees need?
They really just need people to be careful. The only predator for the manatee is the humans, with boat strikes and yes, the props do damage them, but it's more your crush injuries when a boat like hits the top of a manatee, because that's where their ribs are, and their lungs are right under their ribs, kind of like a human, but on the manatees that's on top. So you just have to be, we just have to be more aware of what we're doing with our environment.
That was Save the Manatee Club volunteer Trinket Mason with WMFE environmental reporter Amy Green.